You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
It's In Demand, and I'm so happy because we haven't spoken to you since Big Brother last year.
It's been a while.
Bass Hunter on the show. Hello, Jonas.
What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. You sound a little bit hoarse.
Yeah, no, it's been a long weekend.
You've had a very busy weekend, working Saturday and Sunday, of course, for T4 on the beach.
Yeah.
How was it for you yesterday?
Oh, it was brilliant. Great party. The after party was almost better, but I don't want to get into details.
So did you see Edward Jebwood fall off stage as well, or fall over even?
Yeah, I met them before, and I wished them good luck. It was terrible that he fell down. I don't know what happened. If his ankle is twisted or broken, I don't know.
I've read it's like torn knee ligaments or something.
Hopefully he's got good healing capabilities.
Yes, fingers crossed. Now, for you personally, obviously it was an embarrassing moment for Edward from Jedward yesterday falling over. But what's been in your entire career? Have you ever had an on-stage moment where you've just gone, oh no, why did that just happen?
I've slipped on stage maybe once or twice.
Ow.
And I walked right into a strip pole once.
So you just didn't see it?
No, it was there. And I kind of saw it, but I was so excited, so doink. That was quite funny.
In Demand.
Loving the new single. It's almost like a new sound for you as well. It's kind of grown, hasn't it?
It is a new sound. Some people are saying that I'm growing up. I'm a mature man. I wouldn't say that. But yes, it is a new sound. And to be fair, I've been producing dance music, Eurodance music now for 8 years. And I wanted to do something different. And I like it. I love it.
With the new stuff, what was it that made you sort of want to change your sound a bit more? Because it is a bit slicker. You're singing a lot more as well. Do you feel comfortable with that now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I 8 years with the same kind of style of music, you know. I'm always producing different kinds of stuff, but this time I'm actually, you know, releasing it. And for example, I'm not going totally into this kind of style, a little bit more poppy. I'm going to produce a lot of old school dance and hard dance music as well. It's just going to be a mix of different kinds of styles.
Well, also, as well, like you're saying, if you're making the same sort of music with the same sound for years, you need to keep your fans, you know, along with you and keep their eyes open to new stuff. So I think it's quite a brave but also a good idea, good business move probably for you to change your style.
Yeah, well, I'm like I said, I'm not totally changing my style.
I'm just
trying some new things, and we'll see how it goes. The new album that I'm working on now, I mean, it's just demos so far. It's just like 30, it's like 5 songs are more like hard dance, like stuff I produced like even 5-6 years ago, and some electro house, some cool trance beats.
You're mixing it up.
Exactly, some pop tunes, and I've learned so much from the last years when it comes to producing, and I just love experimenting, and I won't release this album until I'm 100% satisfied and happy with it.
Okay, now let's talk about the video for Saturday. Set in a club, lots of ladies around you. Was that your idea by any chance?
My director knows me very, very well. The girls were absolutely amazing.
They were stunning, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they were stunning.
Did you get to go out with them afterwards, after you shot the video? Did you get to go and hang out around LA?
Oh, yeah.
Was it actually another 48-hour bender?
No. I took them out for a dinner, a very nice restaurant, and we went to a club, partying, drinking. Very, very social, very civilized, actually.
Yeah.
Mr. Jonas.
Look at you, you're turning into James Bond. You're wearing suits now, you've got the haircut, you're looking, you know, very fresh-faced.
So you're telling me I'm good enough for you then?
Well, you've always been good enough for me, Jonas, but the problem is I'm getting married this weekend. We had a chance, Jonas. It never happened, did it?
That was my fault, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, dear. I blew it.
We can still go and sing some Jager Bombs together, though.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you. I'm very, very happy for you. And I wish you the best of luck. I hope you have many children and you get a Volvo, big family.
I don't want a Volvo. I don't want kids yet either.
Well, get a sports car and a bloody chihuahua or something.
No chihuahuas. So you're not going to turn up at the church on Saturday on a white steed and whisk me away?
On Saturday?
Yeah, that's when it is, on Saturday.
So which track will you play on Saturday?
I could play Saturday.
You could play Saturday.
I could, couldn't I? Or I could play like an older one that people, you know, get the grannies on the dance floor, that kind of thing. Get the old family on.
You could play this. You could play Saturday, and then you could play the Saturdays.
Hey, are you free on Saturday?
I'm not free on Saturday. I'm going to Spain.
Oh, are you?
Viva España. Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy bien, ¿cómo estás?
Which part of Spain are you going to?
Well, I live in Magaluf now, actually.
Amazing.
For the whole summer, but I'm going to the mainland for a couple of shows in Galicia.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I'll be in Ibiza Barcelona from Sunday night, so, you know, if you're around.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going for the week.
Honeymoon?
Yeah.
You're going on honeymoon to Ibiza?
Well, it's not a proper honeymoon. We're having a proper one at the end of the year, but this is just like, I've been so stressed out that I need to just go and let my hair down, so yeah.
How long are you going to be there for?
Just for a week.
But, you know, I'm going to be there that week as well.
Amazing.
I'm actually having a couple of days off. I have a boat at my disposal, one of those speeding boats. So I can be in Ibiza in 3 hours.
Okay, we should hook up.
Jägerbombs!
Hell
yeah.
Bring it on, Jonas.
No, how funny is that, that we're actually...
In the same place?
Mr. will be there. Okay,
he's a nice
good
guy, though. We could all do Jaeger bombs together.
Exactly. No. That's very good that he's there, so we don't get any suspicious thoughts or anything.
No.
Brilliant. Well, I'll bring some of my girlfriends then.
Okay, sweet.
Like 4 or 5 or something.
Jonas, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show again.
Like always, my love.
And can you come and see us again soon?
I would love to.
Yeah! I might see you next week in Ibiza. Who knows? In demand. At T4 on the beach
with Coca-Cola's 50 Days of Summer. Amazing. The fans were incredible. Like, it was 50,000 people, but they sounded like 50 million.
Did everyone sing your name back to you? Are you getting bored of that? Yeah.
No, I'm not getting bored of it. I think it's really cool. You know, it's something that kind of like picked up by itself. You know, I did it in my song, like my first two songs. And, you know, it just happened to be those two songs that came out first. But, you know, like a lot of the songs in my album don't have it at all. But, you know, people started asking me to do it like in interviews. And I guess that's how it just like blew up out of nowhere.
And looking to the future, we've heard you're working with Madonna. How has that come about?
That is actually a myth. Yeah, cool man. In
demand. And Michelle, you have to ask, how is it being here with Marvin?
It's good apart from I've seen him all in 5 minutes. Oh. But yeah, it's good. We stayed together last night, so that was cool. But yeah, we haven't really seen each other
so
today.
Busy, we
see them in passing. I'm like, hi. Yeah.
In demand. But this summer, are you getting a chance to go on holiday or is it all just work?
We've done our holidays.
Straight to America.
We went out to Greece to do the Brit Awards of Greece, the Mad Music Awards, and we thought, you know what, we ain't got no work for the next 4 days. We're going to extend our tickets. We stayed out there for 4 days. That's our holiday.
So what's going on for the rest of summer? What's next for you guys?
More number ones in the studio. BN Dubs, Channel 4. We love you.
Did you have a good response today?
We had an amazing response. Yeah. Oh, no, we had a bit of a nightmare, actually. The first time we did, the mic broke. But then we did our new single. Yeah, we did this Anna Love song and the mic broke. But then we did our new single, Famous. And we had probably one of the best responses we've ever had.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. And the crowd were probably jumping up and down and really...
It's a song which, you know, unless you've got the album, then you don't know. So that song is actually... It's just gone number one in the club charts, which is a bit weird for a Scout for Girls song to be number one in the club charts.
Yeah.
But we're taking any number one.
Yeah.
We're taking
exactly that same face.
Yeah.
Number one in the folk rock chart, come on.
It's out on the 11th of July, am I correct?
It is.
Famous.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it's not like, what it's like to not be famous?
I know what it's like now not to be famous.
Yeah.
Don't
we dare. Well, I don't know, I think our band is famous, Scout for Girls. It's kind of like we're so lucky, it's kind of like a household name. People know Scout for Girls, they know the songs. But the great thing for us is that
they only recognise him. Him and his act.
Well, they don't even really recognise me, so it's like, you know.
It's great.
In demand at T4 on the beach with Coca-Cola's 50 Days of Summer. This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy. She's the hottest woman in the world, according to Maxim, and also Russell Brand.
Don't believe that trash. Well, that's true. I didn't call Russell trash. I was just calling... oh, no.
Okay, it's Katy Perry.
Yeah! Woo! Hi.
We love you.
Thank you. And you guys sound lovely as well.
Oh, thanks. And we love California girls.
Thank you. I like English girls, even though you get like more muddy at your festivals and
not as tanned.
Maybe not as tan, I'll say that.
Yeah, there's always fake tan for that though. I slap it on all the time. Why not?
Oh, you slap it on all the time.
Hell yeah.
She's like a tangerine, Katie.
I'm not.
Or an Oompa Loompa.
I think Perfect. Willy Wonka's missing a worker.
Yeah. Oh, no.
How did you and Snoop get together in the first place? He's a total legend, isn't he?
Yeah, of course. I mean, imagine he's done the whole gin and juice thing and then he goes and he still makes records like Drop It Like It's Hot and, you know, Sensual Seduction, and people still love him after all these years. You know, he's on EMI as well, so it was kind of a 6 degrees of separation type of thing. But really, I basically put in like little what I call Snoop baits into the lyrics of the song. Like in the first verse, I did the sippin' gin and juice drop. And then the second verse, it was more obvious, Snoop Doggy Dogg on the stereo. And I had hoped, okay, maybe you'll hear these and it's a song about the West Coast. And if there's anybody that is West Coast, it's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
So to put Snoop Dogg on a song about the West Coast just makes it like authentic. It should be the anthem for California.
And this is,
I mean,
it's your answer, isn't it, to Empire State of Mind? Pretty
yeah,
much.
I mean, in a way, I heard that song so many times in California, and I just thought to myself, Tupac would be rolling in his grave if he knew that we were just going to lay down and let them own it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I remember coming out on tour on the Hello Kitty tour last year to California Girls by the Beach Boys. And it talks about, you know, I wish they all could be California girls. Obviously, there is greatness in other types of women, but there was just something about those California girls. And it kind of, you know, it was very cinematic how they spoke about it. And I wanted to refresh that idea and basically brag about where I'm from.
Nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful place.
Thanks.
Amazing place. And you've got your waps out in the video, which is just amazing.
My what?
Your waps.
Your waps.
What's my waps?
Your lady bits.
And everything.
Your lady bits. Your tata.
Your frocky bits.
Your bits. I've never heard
waps.
Waps.
Now, thanks. Speaking of being comfortable in your own skin, you are so comfortable, in fact, that you love latex now as well.
I love latex. It's like another layer of skin. And you know, it sucks you in like a corset.
And you have to like use loads of tapping powder to get it on.
I just kind of like look like an idiot putting it on, really. But if you like, it's like a if you pass gas, which I don't,
of course,
by the
not.
Way.
Never.
Even though someone else says I do.
Would that be your future husband?
He's only getting me back because I said he was a bridezilla, which is not true as well.
Oh.
But if you do happen to pass gas in one of those dresses, it stays like in there as like a bubble pocket.
So you have, because like otherwise you wouldn't know.
Oh, crap! Oh, no!
Oh, no!
But not in front of him. Never, not once.
No, have you not?
Of course not.
In demand.
Now, obviously, we're not going to get any details out of you because it's your own private wedding, but will you be having a church ceremony? Because obviously, you know, your parents are quite religious and all of that, aren't they? So,
you know, Russell just wants me to be happy, and of course I want him to be happy, so we're kind of meeting in the middle on that. I'm kind of taking over, because if I didn't, I think he would marry us with that kind of, or he'd have like in his music video he did this like person that had a dog head. I'm sure he would do that.
Well, can you imagine that? You turn up and you'd be
or
like,
he'd have
so
Morrissey, which I would like that.
Oh my
to
god, that'd be amazing.
Well, because he's kind of quite godly, you know. He's Morrissey, so that would be pretty cool. And you can get ordained, can't you?
Yeah.
That's I mean, you can do anything these days. It's the future.
Kay, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. You're an absolute legend and superstar. And
have
an amazing life with Russell. Have an amazing wedding.
Have an amazing life. Yeah. It's like we'll never talk again.
We need to talk again.
Okay. All right.
But just in case I never get to say it to you ever again.
Well, thank you. That's lovely. I appreciate it.
Do you know what the second single is going to be off the new album?
I do. It's a song called Teenage Dream.
Okay, cool.
It's the title track of the record.
Yeah.
Right, awesome. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Katie.
No worries.
In demand. At T4 on the beach with Coca-Cola's 50 Days of Summer.
Here's
Celsius. How was it today?
It was good for us and hopefully better for them. That's what you always want to aim for. Yeah.
Did it feel like you were getting a response that it was better for them?
Yeah. I couldn't believe there were that many people there. It's so sweet, and these are like the best crowds. You know, it's almost... It's like a departure from real life because you get so much, everyone's so positive and it's beautiful. It's like all the best bits of pop rolled into one big day.
I was going to say, what kind of feel has your album got this time? What have you picked up from
America today? The feel is still obviously what we do best is JLS, Jack the Lad Swing, and the Beat Agains and the Everybody in Love, all that kind of stuff still there. We work with the same people, but then you've got an element of stuff like Rihanna's Rude Boy stuff and Neo's Closer, and we've mixed it up a little bit because we work with Stargate and Toby Gad, Evan Bogard, people across the board that have written with Beyonce, biggest artist in the world, so we have got some huge tracks on the album, which we're very excited.
There's always rumours of duets and things like that. Is there any chance of a duet with anybody?
Well, on this album, we work with Jay Sean.
Yeah.
Obviously, last album we worked with Tyra Cruz. So for us, it's slowly but surely, the Club Is Alive is out today, actually, and the B-side is Only Tonight featuring Chipmunk. So, we have got a collaboration that's out today.
And Alexandra and Diana are here. Is it going to be a little mini reunion in the band?
Already seen Diana. Alex was literally, she was in the gifted suite in there, so we didn't manage to catch her. Let's come in here.
Alex.
We haven't been in. No, we've been working, so.
It's really nerve-wracking because you never know. I always get really nervous in front of, but I love festivals because it's like, music and food, two of my favourite things in the one place, and lots of it. It's really cool.
And you've been touring with the Honor Lewis. How has that been going? Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the arenas or this kind of thing?
I love performing in arenas because, of course, the sound just sounds amazing and you can hear the crowd if it's a good night. I mean, being a support act is kind of funny, but the crowds have been really good. So.
Have you got to spend any time with Leona?
Well, not really. I've sat down kind of in the cafeteria with her eating our vegetarian meals. But she's really sweet. She wrote me a little card and said it was a pleasure to share the stage with you. So it's really nice.
In demand at T4 on the beach with Coca-Cola's 50 Days of Summer. This is your In Demand.
So across the UK this weekend, kids are going to go Twilight crazy as the brand new movie Twilight Eclipse, number 3 in the Twilight series, is released. We sent our showbiz missy, Becky Dixon, to chat to some of the stars. And for anyone who hasn't read the books or seen the movies, we asked Alex Mraz and Boo Boo Stewart, who play Paul and Seth, to give us a brief summary.
Well, it pretty much takes up where Newman left off. Edward and Bella are back together, but now, Jacob's always trying to get with Bella. But now there's a new breed of vampires called the Newborns, so it leads up to a whole battle scene at the end. And the cool thing about Eclipse is if you haven't seen the first two, you can actually just go watch Eclipse and get the whole backstories, because it really explains backstories in that film.
Do you feel like you're coming into such a big... Because it's huge. You live Twilight nowadays. Do you feel that?
It feels amazing. The best thing are the fans. The fans are so incredible, and like this premiere, I didn't expect it to be this big.
Yeah, how was the UK premiere for you compared to the US? Can you feel a difference?
It was awesome. The fans were so excited to see us, and they were so happy that we came, and I'm happy to be here, So thanks to them for coming out.
And there's a lot of, as boys as well, there's a lot of fighting in this film. It's a lot of action. Is that something that you loved as well? Is that something that when you're a little boy, that's what you want to do?
Yeah, of course. This film is definitely going to bring more of a male audience, I think. So when the girls that have been Twilight fans bring their boyfriends, they're going to be really entertained with the film also. It's just a great action film.
And you've got a little boy.
Yeah.
Is he aware of the Twilight whole thing? Does he know what's going on with all this?
No, he's too young. I tried showing him New Moon, but he just doesn't get it. Freaks out a bit when I turn into a werewolf and fight. He just doesn't get it. It's just so weird to him. So I think he's a bit too young.
Nikki Reed and Kellen Lutz, who play Rosalie and Emmett, have been there from the start. We asked them how shooting this movie compared to the previous two.
I've been looking forward to Eclipse and shooting it for a long time now, and I love the action that we're doing. It's great, and the fight scenes are really just something I've been looking forward to.
As a young boy, especially growing up, is it a fight scene what you want to do as an actor? You want to be in the action?
I love the action, yeah.
I was going to say, you had the UK premiere last night. How was that for you? How did it compare to the US? Do you see a difference, or are they all just as mad as each other?
I don't know. I sort of feel like the passion is universal, because it's not really about the movies, it's about the books. And, all around the world, people love these books. I think we were all really sort of shocked and pleasantly surprised at the turnout, and it's really humbling and flattering, and we hope they like the movie.
I was going to say, is it all as lovey-dovey as it seems? Does everyone just get on genuinely in the crew and the cast?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's all 20 of us at every single moment of the day all hanging out all the time. I mean, it depends on what your interests are, what phases you're going through. Like, sometimes Jackson and I spend a lot of time together when I'm, like, really enjoying listening to him jam and play music, or Kellen and I hang out when we want to go to the gym and do other things. But we all have found, like, a special connection with one another. It's just the truth, unfortunately. I wish we all, like, hated each other so we had some crazy fun stories to tell.
And finally, Breaking Dawn, obviously. Do you know, is there any teasers you can give us about that for those who haven't read the book?
I mean, all we really know is the books right now, because they actually have kept, like, a lot from us. We know, you know, that Bill Condon's directing the films, which we're really excited about. We are making two movies, and we're starting sometime at the end of the year, but they don't really tell us much more than that.
In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand Friday. Tonight, we're checking out the brand new movie Twilight Eclipse with some of the stars from the movie. We sent our showbiz missy Becky Dixon to speak to these young Hollywood starlets, Xavier Samuel and Ashley Green. Twilight's got a massive following now, so she asked Xavier, was he a fan before he got involved?
I must have been the only one on the face of the planet that hadn't read the books or seen the film. You know, I watched the film on the plane to Vancouver to start shooting, and then I rushed to the bookstore and madly started reading the books, and they're so addictive and intoxicating that I'm really not surprised that it's generated such a passionate following. So it's really safe to say that I'm a big fan now.
Did the girls feel like they had a new bit of eye candy on the set?
I really, just keeps getting better and better. No, you know what the unfortunate part is that we get so kind of comfortable and close with these guys is that we can't look at them like that anymore, and so the rest of the world...
I was going to say
this. Them, and they're like our brothers.
And for you, for people who don't read the books and they're just going blind watching the film, how does Riley fit in? How does he slip into this one?
Well, Riley's, you know, when you first see him, he's just like a kind of young kid full of promise, and then he gets his life snatched away from him and transformed into this newborn vampire. And we're not sure who's behind it at first, but he's assembling this army and kind of marching on the path to destruction and revenge, and he's hunting Bella. So he's kind of a eerie force in the film, and also kind of a tragic figure in a way, because he's being manipulated and he's doing it all for love.
And the next one, how's it looking for that one? Do you know anything about Breaking Dawn yet? How your character's going to go for that?
No, not yet. I know Melissa is feverishly writing the scripts for Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2, because they're splitting it into two films. I know that Bill Condon is an incredible director, and he's signed on, and that we should be shooting towards the end of the year. But other than that, I'm kind of in the dark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight a global superstar and national treasure is taking over the show. It's Kylie Minogue. Yay!
Hello and welcome, Kylie.
People can't see it, but I'm actually doing the cabbage patch.
Let's all
right
do it
now.
Together.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I feel like we're on Oprah or something like that.
Or Ricky Lake.
Yeah, that's it.
Do they do the cabbage patch?
I think
no,
they should.
They just go like that, don't they?
Yeah.
Just kind of punch the air.
Get a bit scary at times.
Yeah.
The Americans are like that, though.
Not
so
like
let's
us.
Get cracking. Kylie, you've been in our lives now for over 20 years. Can you believe it?
Not really. No. No, not at all. It's pretty crazy to think there's kids listening to perhaps the new songs who were not even a glimmer in their parents' eye. You know, it's just incredible. When I do tours, there's quite often I'll look out and see two generations or even three generations of families together, and it's just brilliant.
We're going to take
very
you back
touching.
A little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh. Prepare
this,
myself.
Magic envelope. Something that's travelled with me for 22 years.
This is the version
of I Should Be So Lucky. What does that make you feel when you look at something like that?
I just think... let me get a good look. I think, wow, this is back in fashion for a start.
You're ahead of your time.
I was really ahead. I just think, oh, what a baby. What a little thing. Yeah, and, you know, I had to get used to doing photo sessions and finding my confidence and finding my way, and I think I just kind of acted my way through most of it. I still do sometimes. Yeah.
What are the earliest memories of you for you in terms of the music? Do you think about the videos you made, the photo shoots, the time in the studio, that kind of thing?
Probably the studio would be the earliest memory. But before that, before I was in the public consciousness, that makes me think of going back to making a demo cassette when I was 17 with three songs, singing lessons when I was 16 that I paid for with money I'd made doing a a series, acting in a series. And then the years before that, like being hurled into music class when I was four, and how I don't think my parents or me or anyone would have predicted that this would end up being my life.
And when you look at the videos for things like The Locomotion, Got to Be Certain, things like that, are you proud? I mean, you must be proud, but are you slightly embarrassed?
Mixed
as well?
Emotions. Yeah. I mean, even I would say I'm more embarrassed, not so much by the look of it, but just I can see that I don't know what I'm doing, and or I'm shy, or I'm just kind of gunky in them. So that's the kind of thing that I just think, oh.
Got your head in
your
hands.
Yeah.
My favourite part of one of your videos is the bit, and I should be so lucky, when you're in the bath with the bubbles and you're like, and you're blowing them everywhere.
Ah, the classic. Yeah. I think, if I remember correctly, I think that video was shot on a weekend because I was obviously still doing Neighbours at the time, so I didn't have days off to be able to do it through the week. So yeah, it was a weekend.
Now we look at you now and we think, my goodness, she still looks absolutely amazing. Uh-huh. I think probably even better than you did when you were Charlene on Ramsey Street in your dungarees.
Maybe. I was so tiny though, that's what I think when I look back. There was just nothing of me.
So how do you manage to keep yourself so well preserved after all these years? Because you just look fabulous.
Oh, it's nothing short of sleeping in a vat of acid.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What is it when they you kind of preserve yourself?
Oh,
I'm pickled.
Cryogenically frozen.
Yeah. I sleep in a I don't know. I mean, I just try and make the most of what I have going on, so.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Kylie Minogue has just chosen the Glee cast singing Gold Digger.
Oh,
a fine choice.
Mm-hmm. Really, what an inspired show.
Now you're on to your 11th album, which is quite scary.
Well, yeah, on to. It's done.
It's done.
I can hardly believe it. Well, as I've got the I Should Be So Lucky tattered vinyl in front of me, I mean, oh, who I would... She's come a long way, hasn't she?
You have.
I don't want to ruin that and give it back to you.
No, I'm going to get to sign it. Okay.
Of all your albums that you have made along your illustrious career, which one for you was the hardest to make?
Maybe Body Language or X, in a way. I don't know. That's hard for me to answer because, you know, as the time goes by, you forget how difficult something was.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think back. I mean, X was my last album, and it was the album I did after being ill. So it was, I had a lot of kind of drive and lots of mixed emotions, drive, anger, joy. I wanted to get back in the studio to know that I could do it. I wanted to move forward. And yet I probably wasn't 100%. Back in the room, you know. So it was challenging. I don't know if it was the most difficult, but
there were some great songs on there though. Even if you don't think the whole thing was as good as you wanted it to be. In My Arms, wow.
Yeah, there was definitely lots there. But I think with Aphrodite, I'm so chuffed that it really holds up as a body of work. And perhaps it wouldn't have been the end of the world if it was another album that had just great songs and did what it was meant to do. But I think I just was longing for an album to go beyond that. And I really think that Aphrodite's done it. And Stuart Price is just, I've called him a wizard. I don't think he's from this planet. And we laughed loads. I felt like there was someone who had my back, and it was, you know, turned out to be just a really amazing, illuminating experience for me.
In Demand.
This is Kylie In Demand, an In Demand exclusive tonight. The lady herself is here. You still okay there?
Hi.
Right, now, we know it's all go at the moment. New album, nipping off to Glasgow, and a new niece or nephew on the way. But when you do get some Kylie time, what do you do?
I potter around the house. I plan dinner with my boyfriend. We discuss what we're going to eat. We're kind of both foodies, so we get really into that. Which bottle of wine we're going to open? Like, such mundane things, I know. It's very pop and roll. It's not rock and roll.
What do you like most?
Tapas, and that is from a restaurant, not by my very hands.
And on a normal day, then, if you're walking down the street, are you constantly chased by the paps and maybe fans as well?
Yes. Yeah, but I can get about, definitely.
Does it annoy you?
It depends on the situation. Sometimes it depends what frame of mind I'm in. There's days where, I'm fine, you're going to take your picture, just let me get on with what I'm doing. If paparazzi are really, really persistent and just won't let you be, then I might as well go home, because it can be really... you just can't relax while you're out. So it's just a case of management, I suppose.
You've got two fans in front of you now. We love you. The rest of your fans love you. How important are the fans to you?
Well, they're so much a part of why I get to do what I do. And the making of the album, between myself and all the other people who are involved in making it into something, that's one thing, and that's a creative endeavour, that's satisfying and challenging for all of those reasons. But when the album is done, and I'm still in a mild state of shock holding the CD or the vinyl in my hands, it's like, oh my God, this really is, it's done. Because it's like peddling and peddling and peddling for a year, and then suddenly you've got to change, like practically change bike, because not change gear, but change bike, because you're on the promotional trail and it's done. But when it reaches that point and it then goes out and people hear it, people respond to it, people have their own experiences with the music, that's when it becomes universal, and I think that's where the magic happens.
Kylie, you've got a stacked summer ahead. Will you get a chance to have a summer holiday at all?
Probably a very small one, yeah. Or maybe mine will be slightly after August.
If you do, in a perfect world, where are you going to go away on holiday?
Well, completely chill out. And I would say going home to Melbourne, being with my family. But for summer in Europe, I don't know. I've been a few times to Portofino. This is totally name dropping. Just at Dolce & Gabbana's house.
Oh, as you do.
So that's an incredible place. Or Ibiza is, you know.
Oh my God, you're a fan of the White Isle.
We all like a bit of the White Island, yeah.
A party girl?
No, not so much. Maybe a little, but there's just an energy there. That's special.
Before we let you go, you've been in the industry now over 20 years. Do you ever just want to call it a day?
I don't know. Honestly, some days I think I could do this forever, and some days I think this would be a great album to finish on. So I really don't know. In
demand. Kylie Minogue, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to see you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
And taking
much.
Over the radio, choosing such fine music, yeah. Of course.
Well, you know. It's only fair, isn't it?
I think it's fair to say that you actually probably fulfilled one of our big dreams of our lives.
No! Yeah.
We're not going to go crazy fans on you, but honestly, we're so...
Spud me.
Happy to meet you.
And sparkle it.
Woo!
This is new. We'll take that back with us.
Yes. Yeah, spud and sparkle. I need to...
It's copyrighted, so you can't take it because I've already done it. Spud and sparkle, yo.
You're an absolute superstar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.